And cold tonight, low 38. Wednesday, sunny with a high up to 62.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan. The Insurance Man.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Continuing on with our series of The Last Word. Today is The Last Word in Insurance, and as the lead-in said, it's with Dan, the Insurance Man. My name is Bill Hay, and I'm here just to kind of hang out with him today and talk about insurance. Dan, I know you got a big program ahead. We got drug prices to talk about and the House Dems with hearings for Medicaid for all. Where do you want to start?
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville, and Dan, the Insurance Man. So, you know, we were talking last week, we were talking about prescription drug prices and things that are going on there. And two interesting articles came across my desk. The first being that CVS has a new pricing model when it comes to their pharmacy benefit management company. And that's basically how they price their drugs for their customers, like insurance companies, prescription drug plans, anybody that fills their medications through their pharmacy benefit management company. So a part of that is that money is always rebated back to the customer, whoever signs the contract with them. So they've realized and seen some interesting things happening in the marketplace, where they've changed the they're changing their business model, so that the rebates going back to the client are being eliminated. Does that mean lower prices for you, the consumer? Not necessarily. What that'll mean is that if CVS can't make their money one way, they're going to charge a higher fee to their client. So those rebate dollars won't still necessarily make it back to your pocket as a consumer. But I thought that was interesting that we were talking about it last week, and then 3-4 days later, across my desk comes this article about a change in prices.
You know, Dan, just as a generic question, is it a good idea? You know, I go to CVS from time to time just to, you know, get a bottle of aspirin or maybe rent from the Red Box or something. But, you know, I get offered these prescription cards or the frequent shopper cards at CVS or Walgreens. Is it a good idea to be on their prescription card program? Is there a big savings there?
There could be. I kind of talked about GoodRx last week. And the CVS, the Walgreens, they have their own prescription discount programs. So you can get a significant savings. Generally, though, you can't use that discount with insurance. So if you have insurance, you can't get the you can't use that discount card. One of the benefits of GoodRx, though, is that even if you have insurance, there are some instances where GoodRx will apply to the insurance rate.
Okay. So, you know, we saw in the news, and I don't mean to sidetrack you, but it's something I've been questioning, and I know others have also. A few months back, there was a particular drug manufacturer that made, I think it was an EpiPen or something that they needed, and it went to $400 or $500 a dose overnight because a CEO took over. Is that possible with all drugs, just out of pure greed? And I think they ultimately ended up, I think he got arrested and went to jail for a short period of time, and the price of that drug went back down. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that particular that particular story.
Right.
However, these drug prices, especially with the generic drugs, what happens is there may only be one company that makes a generic medication, and it's considered an orphan manufacturer. So they only make this one medication. And what happens is it's been on the market for years. They're making it for like pennies a pill. And then what happens is somebody from Wall Street comes in and they find this company and they say, well, you know, hey, I could buy this company I can increase the price of the drug 300-500%, and then I can make a boatload of money. I can make huge profits for my investors by buying this company and charging more money for this medication that I'm basically the only manufacturer of.
Wow, it's always all about the money.
And so it's always follow the money. Just follow the money, because that's the that's going to be the end result for most of this stuff. It just comes down to corporate greed. Either the CEO is making a lot of money on paper, which locks in their bonuses while they're in that position. And of course, they always have a contract that guarantees them a golden parachute. And then, or there's somebody on the corporate level that is signing off and agreeing with this type of stuff and isn't speaking up about that it may not be the most ethical decision, because they are in turn getting bonused on the profits that are being made. So there's a lot that can be done about it. You know, I don't have all those answers, but I know that, you know, everything, every process can be improved.
But you do have answers that are available. And let me interrupt you for a second. Why don't you, the folks that are out there listening, why don't you tell them how they can get in touch with you when you're not Dan on the air?
So when I'm not Dan the Insurance Man on the air, you can always reach me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. And Bill, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they can call in.
Absolutely. 222-TALK or 222-8255 is the numeric.
So we are here. We're able to take calls. So don't be shy. Feel free to reach in or reach out. You know, and then interestingly enough, back on January 7th, I came across an article here where the Trump administration is proposing a new rule on how pharmaceutical companies or manufacturers can advertise their medications on TV. So they're saying now that if a company is going to advertise on TV, that they have a responsibility to disclose what the wholesale costs of the medication are, so that if somebody goes to their doctor and says, "Hey, I want to take this medication," they should be getting the wholesale pricing, or the list price of the medication should be disclosed on the television ad at the same time. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out, or there's some moving pieces there, and each contract is different. So somebody who uses Aetna to fill a prescription medication pays a totally different price than somebody who, let's say, is on Florida Blue or Cigna or United Healthcare. They all have different contracts. So I'm not sure how that would work out in the overall scheme of things. But there it is. Even the Trump administration is saying, hey, we've got to do something about our prices, and we need to have a little bit more transparency when it comes to the consumer.
In an insurance policy, is there a percentage of any given insurance policy that can be used for medication and a percentage of that policy that can be used for services, or is it just whatever you need, you go to the trough? I mean,
each policy is written a little bit differently. So some policies may have a copay. Some policies may say you've got to meet the deductible. Some policies may say that, and I hear music. So it's a little different per policy. So each policy has a different way of utilizing the system.
All right, we'll talk about this and so much more when we get back. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan, the Insurance Man. We're going to step away for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Remember now, this is an all-new thing. You've got local radio again in Jacksonville between 5 and 6 every weekday. It's Dan, the Insurance Man, today. Tomorrow, you're going to find out about real estate and politics. Well, that's going to be in the main stage here on Thursday and Friday, of course, with Bill Hay, all right here, Talk Radio, WBOB.
This is Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Amazon wants the most basic of tasks to be controlled by voice. The company unveiled several gadgets recently, furthering Amazon's goal of placing its Alexa voice assistant everywhere its customers are. Among the new products, an Amazon-branded microwave that connects with Amazon's Echo devices and a new Echo for cars that plugs into most vehicles. One thing Alexa can't do yet is make sure you're not paying too much in fees in your portfolio. Here to talk about hidden fees is XP Award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty, CEO of Liberty Advisory Group. How about Alexa, Peter?
Technology is a great thing, and it will definitely be a part of our field. You know, robo-advisors are becoming popular among the younger people, but we work in retirement, and the people that I work with, they want to meet with someone. They want to see them face to face. They want to trust them. They want to know they have someone who's looking out for them, because no one's looking out for seniors. Let's face it. There's nothing out there. So, you know, that's not going to replace what we do, I don't think. But what we have to do is show people how to have a plan. You know, it's what they want. And very, very few people have a plan that they understand. But that's what we do. So here's what I like to do. It's kind of show people something a little bit different. For the first 20 people who call in our office in Ponte Vedra, we'll go over our process with you. We'll provide you with an MRI on your portfolio to kind of show you where you are, kind of show you where you're going and what's the likelihood that it will succeed. Because what we do is we try to change lives. We try to help you create a great retirement, the retirement that you maybe think you can't create. So the first 20 callers, come in, meet with me. We'll have some special treats for you.
Well, that sounds great, Peter. To learn more, just give us a call at 888-508-2119. That's 888-508-2119. Or just text the word Liberty to 21000. That's Liberty to 21000.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan, the Insurance Man. We went into break. We had a bunch of stuff to go, but I think, am I right? We're going to go to the phones.
Yeah, we're going to go to the phones.
Okay. So we'll go to the phones tonight, and the first person out the gate is Art. Art, good evening and welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Art, this is Dan, the Insurance Man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment, an experience that I had that helped me tremendously. I have health insurance through my employer. I'm retired, but I have a pension, and I have health insurance just like if I was still working there. And my co-pays for medicines usually are $20-ish for 90 days. Anyways, when I was into the doctor one day, I was complaining to him about the cost of my medicines, and he said, have you went to Publix to get any? And I go, no. He goes, well, this one right here, it's mostly blood pressure medicines I'm on. And he said, well, this one right here, they're free, and you have to get it every month instead of 90 days, but it's free. This one right here is like $7 instead of your copay of $20. So I've been doing that for about a year, buying it at Publix cash, not using my insurance, saving me about $60 every 3 or 4 months. So I just want to put that out there. Also, another comment I'll make is those cards, prescription cards, you get GoodRx or whatever. I tried them several times and it didn't make almost any difference.
You know, Art, thanks for the comment. And you are right about the pharmacies. Every pharmacy now has its own has its own, I guess you could say, loss leaders on medications. Publix, they do well with the generic amoxicillin and some high blood pressure medications, and as well as metformin. All of those are zero-cost medications. You can just go there, whether you give them your insurance information or not. They don't charge you for it. They don't run it through your insurance. It's a zero cost medication for a 30-day supply, or a 14-day supply if it's for an antibiotic, and you can just pick it up. So each pharmacy is a little bit different. If you take a thyroid medication, you take the generic levothyroxine, you can fill that at Walmart. 90-day supply, cash price is $10. So there's all these little, you are right, there are these little tips and tricks that you can do. You just got to check with the pharmacy that you normally go to and find out from the pharmacist what medications are there freebies or their low cost values.
We do have another call on the line if you'd like to go
to
it.
Yeah, let's go to it.
Good afternoon. You're on with Dan, the insurance man.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Dan about, I always hear about, we need to make insurance available for sale over state lines to increase competition. But it seems to be one of those things that just, it's like the biggest stumbling block in the world. If that is in the case, proven to be true, I don't know if it is or not, but you always hear about it, but it seems like they can never make it happen. Why is that?
Yeah, so the thing with insurance across state lines, great idea, hard to execute. The reason for that is that federal case law since the beginning of the country has pretty much for over 100 years has pretty much said that the U.S. Supreme Court has pretty much made multiple decisions that have said insurance is a state right. The federal government is not allowed to put their fingers on how a state regulates insurance. So in this particular case, you don't have one entity that's setting the rules. In our case, there's 50 individual state governments. Each one has its own set of rules, its own requirements on how an insurance policy is supposed to work in their state. So for an insurance company to do business in multiple states, what they're really having to do is they have to create 50 different healthcare plans. Take United Healthcare or Aetna, take any company you want, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, every company. If they do business in more than one state, United Healthcare, Aetna, those are national companies, so I'm going to use them as an example. United Healthcare and Aetna, they have to go to each individual state and they have to design their plan to work under that state's rules and laws. So they have 50 different insurance plans, and you got to think that they have more than one insurance plan at any given time. So they have hundreds of plans, and each one has to meet the rules and the regulations of that given state. So we've got 50 states, 50 different sets of rules, 50 sets of everything. And the federal government's not allowed to come in and change that. We've got plenty of case law on the federal side from the U.S. Supreme Court that has said, nope, states have the right to dictate how insurance works within their state borders. So crossing state lines, great idea. I think it's going to be a near impossible way it would take the states agreeing that the federal government can dictate across the board rules. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think I don't think the individual states are going to give up that right.
Opportunities in the last couple hundred years have states' rights been
overturned,
voluntarily given up. Yeah. So I doubt that you would see that happen myself, and I'm not even in your business. But when you were explaining all of the different parameters and things you have to go through, it doesn't seem like it's possible for the average. I couldn't do it. I'd have to come and find you, and that's, or someone in your business, preferably you, now that I know you. that's kind of the main backbone of your business day to day when you're not here in the studio.
That is correct. I am researching. I'm learning about my new products. I'm learning about what changes the insurance companies are wanting to make or what they think they're going to make. You know, we just started 2019, okay? And the insurance companies are already formulating their game plan for 2020. So I'm already learning about some of the changes that they're thinking that they might want to implement for 2020.
I had someone who heard your show last week and came to me because I was moderating it and said, you know, it seems as though my insurance plan is like a cell phone. I bought a plan, and then every 3 or 4 years, I have to buy a new supplement or my plan gets modified. It's like having to buy a new cell phone. It's not possible for the average person out there without the assistance of an insurance professional to be able to do this on a daily basis.
Yeah, that when you're talking about an insurance plan for people that are under the age of 65, that's very true. Every year, those insurance plans, they're going to get modified. The insurance company is going to come back. They're going to tweak something. They're going to say, hey, we want to add this benefit. We want to get rid of this benefit. Or they might just decide, you know what, this we thought this plan would be great, but it's turned out to be a dog for us. We're not making any money. We're losing too much money on this type of a plan. We're going to retire this plan. We're going to get rid of it. And we're going to make people move to it and pick a different plan. When you're over 65, you have a similar situation if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. Because again, that's kind of like a group health plan for retirees that comes from an insurance company. And they tweak those plans every year themselves. They add benefits. They might remove a benefit. The only time you ever get a truly stable health insurance when you're 65 or older and you're retired is if you're on a supplement, because then it's original Medicare is your primary insurance. Your supplement comes in and picks up your 20% share so that you have zero or near zero out of pocket. And that's going to have your most stable insurance.
And even at that, a supplement is something you have to shop for, really. And in another case to need an insurance professional like yourself.
It is, because each supplement has slightly different bells and whistles. And so, you know, what you pay for a supplement on a monthly basis is going to be dependent on which supplement you choose.
You know, with cable television and some of the other things, when they sell you a package, sometimes they sell you a bunch of channels that you're never going to watch, but you got to buy them anyway because of the package. Is insurance that way also?
In a rather remote way, I would say yes. There's always features in an insurance plan that you always think to yourself, well, I would never use that. And for most people, that's probably true. A man's never going to get pregnant. But nowadays he has maternity on his plan. But he's never going to get pregnant.
But it's an option he's got to pay for.
It's an option he's got to pay for.
You know, we're coming up on the half hour, the hard break here. And so coming up in the last or in the next segment, you want to tell people a little tease as to what we're going to be talking about?
We are. There was a great article that came out in early January where the Democrats want to hold hearings for Medicare for All.
Wow.
So we're gonna go over that article a little bit.
Well, okay. That when we get back here on The Last Word. This is The Last Word in Insurance today with Dan, the insurance man. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Dan will be giving you out the vital information on how you can reach him to get an insurance professional on your side. Join us when we get back with more of The Last Word from Dan, the insurance man.
It's all right here, local radio, the kind you like. AM 600, FM 101.1, this is WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The European Union's Brexit negotiator says that even though Britain's withdrawal date is a little more than 2 months away, the rest of the EU will not break ranks in any future talks on a divorce deal. Michel Barnier said Tuesday, after Parliament rejected the agreement the British government had reached with the EU, "On our side, we will remain united and determined to reach a deal." A frustrated Barnier said, "Now is the time for the UK to tell us the next steps." Kenyan broadcaster NTV reports that more gunfire has been heard in the past hour at the scene of the attack on an upscale hotel complex in Nairobi. The broadcaster says quiet has now returned, but the gunfire indicates that efforts to secure the complex might not be over. On Wall Street, the Dow by 155 points, the NASDAQ rose 118, the S&P advanced 27, oil up to $52.11 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
American Electrical knows the people they hire are their most valuable resource. And if you're an electrician that feels a little underappreciated at your current job, then you need to apply at American Electrical. Simply put, people who come to work at American Electrical never leave because the job is that good. Extremely good pay and great benefits, including a bonus plan for all employees. Work with the best and be the best at American Electrical. Drop by their offices on St. Augustine Road or call 737-7770.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, January 18th at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents Amadeus at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, January 19th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, January 19th from 2 to 5 p.m., it's the Winter Beach 5 and 10K Run at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays because of a crash on Butler Boulevard heading east at the 295 East Beltway. That is slowing traffic down, as you can imagine. Also, another accident on the East Beltway, 295 northbound at the exit at Gate Parkway. Plus, a report of an accident on I-95 southbound at the exit at I-10 near downtown. Becoming mostly clear and cold tonight, low 38. Wednesday, sunny with a high up to 62.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and you're listening to The Last Word. The Last Word today is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255, and Dan's coming right back with you with information on DEMS and Medicare, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. So Nancy Pelosi and a long-term goal of the Democratic Party's left, they decided to take a huge step forward. I guess not only by voting to bring her back as the Speaker of the House, but also that they're opening up discussions on H.R. 676. Which is a version of universal health care that that they've been wanting for decades. And you know, interestingly, the first Medicare for All push came from Representative John Conyers of Michigan back in 2003. And ever since then, it's been a goal of the Democrats to set up a Medicare for All type Canada style healthcare system here in the U.S. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see where they go and what the House does in regards with this. It's getting some pretty good support from Senator Bernie Sanders, who. He championed Medicare for All in a very public way. So a majority of the House Democrats have co-sponsored the bill. So we're going to find out.
Kind of like Obamacare light.
Well, I think it's more like Obamacare in full.
Mm.
So
sneaking something in on us, I guess.
Well, I don't know what it's going to turn out to. But we're going to find out. I definitely think that. Over the next 2 years, this is going to be a Democratic talking point. Right now, we're kind of mired in this partial government shutdown, so that's taking up sucking all the oxygen out of the air with the news media, and that's all they really want to talk about.
I had someone who's a listener who mentioned to me that she is kind of an underwriter, a customer service person for an insurance company that represents veterans. And if they had missed a payment, they get dropped off. And they can make that payment up and get back on to the insurance provider that they had. But they can't do it now because they can't add anybody back in because of the government shutdown. So if you missed a payment a day before the government shutdown, even if you intended on re-upping and re-getting on board, you can't do it now. And so they're trying to make some workarounds for it.
Yeah, and you know that's what happens with these government shutdowns. It creates a mountain of problems for just the average American because they can't get things. I mean, I've got clients that are supposed to provide proof of income or that they filed their taxes in 2017 for their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and they can't get copies of their tax returns because the IRS is shut. That department of the IRS is shut down. And there's nobody manning it, so they can't get copies of their tax returns. So everything is just kind of in a state of limbo while this gets worked out. Going back to this Medicare for All, you know, it's interesting that some polling that there is support for Medicare for All. It's kind of a wide range. It's in anywhere from around 55% to 70%. So there's a 15-point gap here on the low side of people who say they support it to the high side. So I kind of wonder how those questions are asked to generate such a large gap in the polling numbers. But for me, what's telling is that over 50% of people say that they would support it. So
if we had universal Medicare for All, do you believe that service would go up or stay the same or service would go down?
I think that service to your primary care doctor would get pretty good. I don't know how you could say it would get better than you have now, but typically I think your access to your primary care doctor would get easier. Better in a sense. I think where people are going to suffer is with specialties, getting procedures approved, getting surgery scheduled, and such. So I think getting into a hospital to get a procedure done is going to become more difficult. And I think you're going to see rationing as to which procedures a person's going to be qualified to get. That's the biggest issue that we have with the Canadian system, and it's also the big issue with the United Kingdom, with their universal health care. People can get to see the primary care doctor, and that's great for the common cold and you're feeling under the weather or you just need to get a prescription or something like that. But where it comes up short is is getting those surgeries and getting approved for certain medical conditions. So I know in the United Kingdom, I have family over there. So I have one family member who had open heart surgery. Well, it turns out that about 3-4 years later, he had blockage again, and he needed to get a second open heart surgery. Well, guess what? He found out he wasn't going to get approved for the surgery.
One and done, I guess.
One and done. That's it. You get, everybody has a one-time use for open heart surgery. Once you check that box, they don't get to go back in and do it again. So his solution was he went to another country where the English pound was getting a better use or went farther. And I think he actually ended up going to Mexico.
You know, that was a question that came up after our last show. I passed someone and they said, wow, you know, good show today. By the way, we need to give out that information on how to reach you. But said that, what do you do about you're paying on insurance and you've got great insurance, you've come to see an insurance professional like yourself, and you've set them up with the cream of the crop Cadillac, and then they go to someplace like Mexico or the Bahamas or Europe on vacation, and they have an illness or they have a fall or something happens to them where they have to use their medical system. It does it cover you at all in foreign countries?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. It depends on the plan you're on. So
once again, you'd need an insurance professional like yourself to set you up, because if you're a world traveler, you never know what's going to happen in Italy or Spain or any place.
That's true. And one of the easiest, I usually recommend that if people do a lot of traveling, or if they visit people, or if they have family that's out of the country, or they like to go to Mexico, or they like to vacation in Mexico, or they have a home in Mexico, whatever the case might be, if they have a home outside of the country, and they like to go visit that, or they like to go somewhere and they like to visit that part of the world repeatedly, the best plan for me is to have a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is Blue Cross Blue Shield has branched out the parent organization. They now start, you can now find in-network doctors in other countries.
So if folks wanted to do something like that or get another policy or maybe just talk to you and review the policy they have, or maybe they have no insurance at all and this is a first-time thing, how do they reach you?
Well, you can reach me at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. You can also visit the website, healthinsurancethomas.com. We have an online chat window there, so you can always reach out to either myself or to another agent there in the office to get your questions answered.
And for the next few segments, at least, you can call here, 904-222-8255, and that equates to 904-222-TALK. And AJ will field your phone call and put you on hold, and then we'll be right over here to talk to you in the next segment. What do you got coming up?
You know what? So we're going to kind of move away from we're going to move away from health insurance, I think, a little bit here, unless we get some callers that that have some questions on it. But we're going to talk, you know, today was the first day that one of our show sponsors, American Integrity Insurance, you probably heard their radio ad on homeowners. But I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about their boat policy for some of the boat owners that we have.
What
out
are you
there.
Boating
we're
around
in Florida,
here?
Yeah, yeah, we're in Florida. Wow. Everybody's got a boat, or at least if you live in Florida and you don't have a boat or you don't use the waterways around us, you're missing out on a great opportunity. And if you're not listening to Dan, the Insurance Man on Tuesday, you're missing out on a lot of great information. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. This is The Last Word. Today is The Last Word in Insurance with Dan, the Insurance Man. The phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, but we'll be right back for another segment of The Last Word in Insurance today with Dan, the Insurance Man. Join us on the backside, won't you?
It's all right here. Talk Radio WBOB. Tomorrow, you're going to find out about the hot real estate market in Jacksonville. Anita Hiles, Rapid Fire Real Estate. It's all right here. AM 600, FM 101.1. This is WBOB.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy. Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome to The Last Word. This is the last word in insurance. I'm ahead of day. Tomorrow is the last word in real estate. Today is the last word in insurance with Dan, the Insurance Man. And your phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-822. 5-5, we're back from break, but going in, your new sponsor, you're going to talk about what they can provide and why you think they're a really good option to have.
Yeah, I am. So a new sponsor for the show is American Integrity Insurance. They're a homeowners company. Well, but they do more than just homeowners. You know, they can write your condo. They can write renter's policy. If you have a mobile home or a manufactured home, if you have rental property, a vacant home, whether it's high-valued property, flood, umbrella, if you have a golf cart, a vintage home, if you need home cyber protection. And then, but really what I'm going to talk about right now, because they have a whole list of insurances, but what I'm going to talk about right now is their boat insurance. They've just come out with a new boat policy here for the state of Florida. And, you know, every season here in Florida is boating season. I mean, doesn't matter what time of the year it is. You can always get your boat out and
go enjoy. People that take their boat out on Christmas Day. Right. You know, it's warm here.
So we're going to talk about a little bit about their boat policy. So it is a pretty diverse policy. It does a lot. It has got some great features. They'll insure a boat pretty much any length. So regardless of the length of the boat.
AJ's got a canoe.
They'll do that too.
Yeah,
that's all I got. Sorry,
just a canoe.
They have almost no limits on the value of the boat. So, if the boat's value exceeds $150,000, I just have to make a phone call to the underwriting department, give them some details, and then they'll give me a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Let me ask you this.
Based on that information.
Hypothetically, you have a boat at a marina because it's too big for a trailer. Maybe it's not a liveaboard. Maybe it's just something, a big fishing boat.
Right.
Something that you enjoy your time. You're at a slip in the marina, and the guy next to you is just, he's got a boat, and it's his, and it's paid for, but he doesn't have any insurance, and he's got a problem, and his boat, God forbid it happens, but his boat catches fire, and then it's going to take a little while, and that fire jumps to another. And we see it in marinas all the time. It just jumps from boat to boat to boat to boat. If he doesn't have insurance, it's not like uninsured motorist in your car. I mean, you've got to have something to replace what you lose. And then you figure out a way to go after him after that. This is why you would want to have a policy on your boat in case somebody else messes up.
It's true. Just like a car, a boat is a vehicle for the water. So you want your liability in case you cause an accident. And then you want uninsured boaters, boat insurance. You want uninsured boaters, which means that if the bonehead next door to you doesn't have insurance on his boat and he causes something, you're covered, you're protected, you'll have the liability to fix or replace your boat, which is ultimately what you want the insurance to do.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the benefits of American Integrity. One of the nice things about their boat policy, which is not all that easy to find, is they write their policies on an agreed hull value. So you fly planes, Bill. So, you insure a plane.
Yeah, aviation does that too. If you have a small four-place plane and you call your underwriter and say, yeah, I've got a Piper Warrior and it's worth $300,000, first when they stop laughing, they're going to say, no, it's probably worth about 60. So it's an agreed upon value.
Right. And so if something happens, the hull of the plane has its protected.
Yeah, hull value and you have liability, right? Two separate ones.
Same thing with the boat. So you kind of have the hull value. You have the agreed upon value of the boat and then liability. So what happens is you have a $60,000 boat, but you might have $300,000 of liability. So if you're driving your boat and you run over somebody that you're swimming that you didn't see, well, you've got liability to cover that potential mess. But let's say you hit a rock and you put a hole in your boat and you sink it or something happens, you've got the agreed upon value on the hull, so that will either fix or replace your boat. So that's one of the nice things about this American Integrity policy. Some of the other things that they do, liability coverages can their liability as either a single limit or split limits. So depending on the boat, it kind of makes a little bit of sense on how you would want to run that. They automatically add fuel spillage coverage. It's in their base policy. So accidental fuel spillage.
Right. The EPA is coming after you.
Exactly.
You need to be covered.
But now with this policy, you're covered. You're protected. The EPA is going to say, hey, you owe this much. Great. You're just going to file a claim with your insurance and you're going to let the insurance pay for it.
So this is now a new product that you're going to be able to offer to people and they can reach you through?
Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. And you can even get a discount on this policy, a multi-program discount, if your homeowner's policy is through American Integrity as well. They'll give you a discount for having...
like a cell phone bundle.
Yes.
Just like the discounts you get there.
Exactly. So one of the nice things about that, some other features, Bahamas coverage. So if your boat's large enough and you like to go down to the Bahamas in the summertime, You have Bahamas coverage so that you can take the boat down there.
That's a big thing with aircraft. Many companies won't cover when you're in the Bahamas because pirating is a big thing. But you got to be able to learn how to fly the plane. Pirating might be big with boats. All the more reason to have a policy that covers you when you're in the Bahamas.
Exactly. Exactly. Commercial towing assistance, that's covered with this policy. So if you break down in the middle of nowhere, you call
just on sea tow alone, having that policy might save you an entire year's worth of sea tow because it gets to be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
So great, great benefits that this policy offers anybody here in the state of Florida for their boat insurance. So it's something that, if somebody has a question, they can call. What's that number again here?
222-TALK, 222-8255.
All right. And what else can I say about this policy that's just outstanding? Personal effects. They have an increased limit on personal effects for on the boat.
Yeah, because so, if something happened and you sank the boat, the last thing you're going to be thinking about is grabbing all those cameras and cell phones and fishing rods and everything else, that you're just going to be grabbing a life preserver and trying to save yourself.
And they have optional coverage for mechanical breakdown. So, your boat breaks down, you don't know what's causing it, you have to get towed back in. Well, that's not a problem. You can, once you get back, you can actually get the breakdown covered under the insurance.
Now that's pretty good. So that's pretty comprehensive then.
Since
some policies probably just don't even look at that. That's the owner's expense, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And they have a ton of stuff that you can get discounts on. So if you're state certified, if you have a state certified safety course, a United States Power Squadron safety course, U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary safety course, if you've got a U.S. Coast Guard captain's license,
all those things that they feel limits their exposure
exactly.
to risk.
So if you have any of those licenses, you'll get a discount on the policy.
I'd imagine
well.
So. Yeah.
What's the name of that company? One more time, Dan.
American Integrity.
American Integrity. It's available through you.
It is available through me.
Okay.
So
what do you got coming up for next week? I know we're getting ready to wrap this particular edition, but
give
people some teasers.
Next week I have a feeling is going to be a best of because
okay.
I have to be out of town.
And I don't know enough about insurance to cover for you. Just too much. Too much. But
that's why Dan is the insurance man.
Exactly. So during the week they can call you how?
904-730-3900. Or you can hit the website at healthinsurancethomas.com and chat with me on the computer.
Absolutely. And even if next week is a best of Dan the Insurance Man, it's going to be an interesting experience because I've been with you 2 weeks and I've learned a whole bunch already. So stick around, even if it's a best of, tune in, listen to all the information Dan's got to give you. You've been listening to The Last Word in Insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. This is The Last Word for this week's edition. We'll see you back here tomorrow for The Last Word in Real Estate.
Yeah, knowledge is power, and you get it right here. Talk Radio, WBOB, AM 600, FM 101.1. We got you covered on WBOB. It's Talk Radio in Jacksonville.